Well, a very sad day in London. A memorial service is being held for the late Sir David Amos, who was the target of a terrorist. Good morning, Adam.
Morning. Yeah, there have been quite some tributes. I mean, both in London, where he would obviously visit being an MP, but particularly around Southend and Leigh-on Sea, where there have been vigils and flowers laid, and his family going to the church where he was stabbed to death last Friday as MP for Southend. He was a vociferous campaigner to give that city city status, and lo and behold, it now will have city status as a tribute to him. The Queen has agreed to do it, obviously guided by the government. But yeah, all regular political business suspended. MPs held a minute's silence. They spoke for 2 hours about him. MPs' safety is still on the agenda in the light of what happened. And overall, we're still sort of adjusting into it. But interestingly, this thought about there being police protection or armed guards for MPs, the majority of MPs in a snapshot poll so far are against it. They absolutely feel any wall that goes up in a democracy would not be a good thing, and they feel that police protection might be one of those walls.
And what do we know about this 25-year-old Islamic extremist who killed him?
Ali Habib Ali, yes, he's been named. All we know, really, is that he is being questioned under the Terrorism Act until Friday, that he is a British national of Somali heritage and may have become radicalised. Although, intriguingly, the sort of smoke signal that's come out of counter-terrorism in London is that the chatter about him on terrorist networks, Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, etc., is very quiet. So if he did carry it out in some sort of jihadi act, he didn't seem to have shared it terribly much, at least those are the early signs. So frankly, yes, he was known. He'd been on the radar for MI5. They hadn't followed it up, but we don't know a whole lot more beyond that.
He may have been acting alone. Tell me about this British chef who was mistakenly locked up in Dubai for how long?
He got 19 months in prison, but then he fought his case and won, except now prosecutors back in the United Arab Emirates are appealing. I can't believe they would haul him out of Hertfordshire and take him off to the UAE. I don't think it would work like that. But nonetheless, he'd be persona non grata, of course, in that part of the world. He was running a restaurant in Dubai when he received a message requesting a table for 10. Somehow, police in the UAE got hold of the text. They misread it. They thought that that was a request for 10 grams of cocaine, which is why they locked him up. And according to Luke Tully, in the course of it, police told him, "Where are the drugs? If you don't tell us, we'll throw you off a balcony." It appears the request for a table for 10 came from someone who police suspected was a drug dealer. They put two and two together and arrested Luke Tully. A pressure group called Detained in Dubai says there are hundreds of such wrongful arrests going on. So happy holidays if you're heading that way.
Yeah, well, it's got me worried. It's my wife's birthday on Friday, and you'll never believe I have booked a table for 10.
Ooh, yes. Well, you've shared that with the public now. So we'll all turn up for the arrest.
They'll know where to find me. You have a good day. We'll catch up tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist joining us from the UK. Our number 131873.